It's 11 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario Darren.
And I'd like to say again, thank you to all sponsors of this great radio station, Alive 90.5 FM. To those who are interested in this awesome interview, which follows in a few seconds, please come on our website, alive905.com.au, and you're going to go on the section, the podcast, Business Insights with Darren and Mario. The interviews and every interview every Friday, thanks to Darren Capes Davis, are there, and feel free to listen. And Darren, it's time to introduce our first guest for today. And our guest is Chris Grant. Chris, welcome to studio with us. Chris? Hello, Chris?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Chris. Sorry, I pressed some buttons in a way with the Darren, so didn't hear what I say. So I apologize for that one. Chris, first of all, thank you for finding time today to be with us in studio, be our guest. And, you know, thank you for finding time and sharing your wisdom, which follows next hour. So Chris, for the, our listeners, the first set up questions, you're not prepared. For our listeners, who is Chris Grant?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you again for the time and obviously allowing me to share some of our passion. But love to talk to you about myself and some of the great work that we're doing across the country. But I've been CEO now for 9 years, overseeing a company called ASPL Group. We have a absolute passion for investing back into capability, leadership and talent throughout all of our engagements, quite heavily into government and also large corporations. My background is originally finance, believe it or not.
Sorry, say again, your background is?
Originally finance, which everyone's shocked at because I am obviously a little bit of an extrovert, but it was, I did study that at university. Majoring in accounting and then got into more of the operational side of businesses. But I've led obviously large-scale organizations throughout my career, and I am, as I said, very passionate about authentic leadership and empowering our people.
Yeah, but may I ask you, just skipping the question ahead, you said 50,000 through Asia-Pacific at the global talent management firm. Can you just explain and try to describe to our listeners the sheer size of 50,000 people? What is that entitled? How did you felt, you know, when you realized that the sheer size of the people you're managing? You know, I mean, that's an extremely big number. It's like a army, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, absolutely. It was challenging at times, of course.
Yes.
But I had a really, it took me about probably 2 or 3 years to really get an established leadership team that worked with me. And it's economies of scale. People are people, no matter what, you know, what type of industry you're actually working in. And we managed to really create a culture that was quite collaborative. And obviously, it was challenging with different cultures.
Yes.
And diversity. But it was very rewarding in many ways as well.
And with our listeners to share, leaving the corporate fold and starting our own business, what was the feeling or what was the urge for you to step out of corporate fold or the comfort of the such a situation? You know, we all, you know, used to be working corporation, many people still work, but it's some type of security. So what triggered you to start own business?
I actually joined ASPL when it was quite young.
Yes.
One of the passions I had was how do you make a difference in the market, whether it was in recruitment that was becoming quite commoditized,
yes,
or in consulting that was all about the management consulting, I should say, which was more all about the company that you worked for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite passionate about, you know, change and transformation. So I saw such an opening in the market, and after working for boards for at least 7 years of my career, I was like, I think it's time to really take all my learnings and, you know, think about how we can really leverage not only myself but all of the other ASPL Group's leadership team and really establish something that is a little bit different.
I heard, a few times you mentioned the word passion. You know, please, if you can just elaborate, what is a passion for you? And what do you see passion in somebody else? When somebody comes to you, how do you see somebody's passionate about work? What is the quality you're seeing in somebody that is passionate about some particular thing?
The quality that I see is
as a passion, because yeah. We have all different passions. In Darren, with me in studio, my partner, crime producer, he's crazy about technology, and I know he's so passionate about this. But you're so passionate to help other ones, and that they excel in their life and career. But when you're looking for somebody, who says I'm a passionate person, what is the quality you see when somebody says I'm passionate?
I think the qualities that you see is being authentic to your passion and really being able to communicate effectively what that passion is. A lot of the times, we all are so exceptionally busy, to actually self-reflect is something that you need to really hone into to actually work through, what your passions are, so you can bring it to, obviously, your workplace, because it absolutely makes it a little bit easier and doesn't feel like work if you're actually doing what you excel in or what you're passionate about.
Well, Chris, this is that's a very beautiful introduction into ASPL Group, and our guest in studio, Chris Grant. She found the time and her busy schedule to talk to all of us. We'll take a short break, Chris, and we'll come back with more questions for you about your business, about you, and how you're helping other people. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take a short break, and Chris Grant from ASPL Group, CEO, she's going to answer more questions to all of us. Thank you for listening.
Alive 90.5.
It's 22 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners, alive905.com.au. Say a big thank you to everybody who joined us today in the studio. We have no guests directly in the studio today present with us, with Darren and I, but you can go on our website, alive905.com.au, and you can tune straight away in the studio and listen to this awesome conversation with Chris Grant, CEO of ASPL Group. So, Chris, we spoke about passion and how you manage 50,000 people, which I still don't understand how did you get at this, but congratulations, you can teach us quite a lot. So, Chris, you wake up one day and you say, I'm going to start my business. What was your biggest obstacle starting business? To share with our listeners, to everybody who consider running the business, what was your biggest obstacle to start a business?
Thank you, Mario.
You're welcome.
The greatest challenge originally was building the brand, because we were competing with some of the tier ones, to be honest.
Yes.
So establishing a brand and really starting to deliver, and obviously scalability, whilst also obviously balancing, my kids, the staff, and my beautiful fur babies. It's all a challenge.
So creating a brand, Chris, it's Darren here. Is that like taking a sketch paper out and making some notes or drawing some things? How is creating a brand, how does that happen for you as someone who's a C-level executive?
Yes,
well,
thank you, Darren. I was really obviously exceptionally passionate about leadership. I actually thought through, well, why is there such a gap with young leaders coming through? I really believe there's a middle management challenge throughout Asia Pacific with not enough investment back into that. And then I obviously spent a lot of time listening to and understanding from our customers' perspective around, products or services that were market competitive or sustainable for future growth.
So as Mario often says, everyone out there on social media or everywhere says they're a leader, says they're a coach. See, I'm learning, Mario. I'm learning.
Yeah, so that's true, yeah.
But how does someone like yourself and your business, how do you strive to stay to stand out, sorry, from all those sorts of what I would more say noisy type people, just not really having the good expert background of you and your business?
I actually don't worry about it as much as I used to be honest, because our challenge is now scalability. But one thing that I've always practiced is probably being really authentic and being quite heavily involved from a training or presenting or getting out there as a C-level. A lot of the times, and look, I was quite blessed with being trained by the US as well. And so the US actually teach you that to get up from behind your ivory tower as a C-level and get out there and speak to your customers. Once you have an appreciation of that, you kind of have a good understanding of what is missing and how you can really provide support. A lot of the times, especially in large corps, they don't actually get in front of their customers, or they don't, you know, listen to their frontline staff. So it's really about trying to find that innovation and really to be authentic and really to see through whatever you're promising your clients.
Chris, may I ask you that on that topic, with Darren open with you, when we talk about leadership, do you believe there's a challenges being raised now? There's a difference between the leadership pre-COVID, during COVID, as going to be later on. And I have no doubt that you're gonna help many leaders to become more resilient. But my interest is, do you see the changes in leadership pre-COVID and during the COVID, in their modus operandi or how they see perceive situation, and how you help them to become more resilient, to become more leaders in a crisis?
I think the greatest challenge that I saw during and even currently is that whole style of command and control was amplified in COVID due to a lot of leaders not having the visibility of their people.
Oh, okay.
So there was a lot of HR challenges that came out of a lot of government and large corps. And the other challenge was, obviously, even now actually, is, you know, when you have the blended workforce, so you're bringing in 50, under the government's advice, to bring back 50% of the workforce into the office. And it's about how do you optimize their experience back in the office. You really want to focus on all that incidental learning that's been lost, and also maximizing collaboration.
Yes.
So these are the things that I talk about all the time when I'm, you know, doing workshops and training, is how do you now just don't bring everyone back in and expect it to happen, put it that way.
Yeah, Chris, I'll just say my opinion right now, and this is honest opinion. Mario Becker says, in conversation with the Chris Grant, CEO ASPL Group, and I can confirm one thing. During the COVID, I realized how much more the women are resilient over the men. This is my personal experience, and I'd like to see more women in leadership roles, because I think there's a space, you know, the women prove and show more. But you know, on that topic, you are somebody who is offering that type of the workshop for the women leadership. Is that correct?
Yes, we do offer.
Can you share with us more about this? Yes.
It's designed especially for women. One of my passions is how women can support women more as well. But we do have programs designed for all the types of things, such as authentic leadership, imposter syndrome, the balance between work and life, and really, you know, leading with confidence. A lot of the times you see this trend of females who don't want to, have those conversations about salary, or are concerned about sounding egotistical if they are in a, you know, male-dominated executive team, for example.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So look, as I said, that was my opinion, Chris. You know, it's like I used to work in corporate world, Darren as well, and it was male-dominated. And I know it's changing, but I like to see the difference in leadership, you know, women and male, and you delivering this, which is very encouraging for women to come forward and be trained by the expert like yourself. And, you know, I mean, that's the reason why the emphasis it is, that training you're offering to women, you know, I mean, they come out more empowered, absolutely. And, you know, there's no better person than yourself who was leading 50,000 people, mother of two, 32 years old, and starting her own business, facing the obstacles and challenges and running such a successful business, Chris. I congratulate you for this. It's not every day we interview somebody with a profile. And as I said, like, this is not paid advertising. This is not Darren and I, we need to say these things, but we interview a lot of people. So, Chris, for everybody who considers starting business, if they're facing the obstacles, what would be your biggest tip to give somebody?
Obviously, resilience, which we've already
done.
I always say that whether you're starting your own business or whether you are an executive, that energy is new currency. So treat yourself like an athlete.
Yes.
Whether that's, you know, I'm a huge believer of, you know, teaching conscious behavior. So you're actually conscious during your, you know, whether it's, you know, 4 hours or 12 hours, and really leveraging exercise and fueling your body so it can be, you know, you can perform at your peak. All those learnings that we had, I think are coming in. It's definitely coming into practice for myself.
When somebody asks you for the help, do you see this as a good side or, you know, downfall? If somebody comes to you and say, Chris, I need your help, do you see this as a weakness or the strength of somebody?
I think it depends on how many times they have. If, say, for example, if I was leading someone myself, I absolutely don't see it as a weakness.
Yes.
So I think that there is a propensity, especially in government, from what I can see, is that a lot of the middle managers have lost that whole courage, number one, and they have this, they presume that their leaders want them to know everything, and so they don't ask any questions or they don't go to anyone for help, which is very dangerous when you are working through some challenging, you know, policy or politics, or when you make presumptions about what your clients or stakeholders want.
Chris, you're true, Jamie. Honestly, I know that we can't see you, and we hope you're going to see you in the studio one day soon, and this conversation can be more deepened face to face. But between now and then, you know, we're going to just take a short break right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we are truly privileged to talk to Chris Grant, CEO of SPL Group, and her tips and advice, it's something you must. So come tonight on the website alive905.com.au in section podcast and search for the podcast interview with Chris Grant. You will be glad you did it. We take a short break.
Alive 90.5. It's 22 minutes to one. Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mary and Darren.
And I'd like to say thank you, Chris Grant from ASPL Group. She's a CEO, for finding time, being with us in studio. Chris, what's the weather look like in Melbourne?
It's sensational today. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, so it was even beautiful then.
Look, Chris,
I've been in workshops all morning, but
can you tell us more about workshop you run this morning, Chris? Do you mind? May we ask you what was the workshop this morning? Yes,
it was for one of our government clients with their executives working through. We're running a program for their emerging leaders. Really trying to get their input into some of their key challenges and opportunities.
How do you engage with those sorts of leaders within, say, the government sphere? And are they different than, say, maybe an entertainment sphere or the military?
Whoa, that's a big one.
We've done a lot of work with the Fed.
Ah, okay, but you probably can't talk about it.
Well, I can talk about it. I can talk about some of the key challenges across the board because people are people. So how do I engage with them? I just really look at always takes, I always say to my team, you know, we always, no matter whether I'm training or doing workshops, we always run over.
that's a great idea.
Yes, and because you're really talking about, you know, their own thoughts and really giving them the time to be open, and someone actually mentioned this this morning, it almost feels like therapy for them.
Chris, on another note, how important it is health for the, any leader or anybody in life?
I think it's probably the number one. You see so much burnout, and I've had it before previously, where you try and do way too much and you need to think about whether you want to, you know, start later, start earlier. How do you actually optimize yourself and your energy so that you can really maximize your day?
Yeah, because this is why I'm asking, you know, because I have the insight in your life. It says, Chris is a keen Pilates student, and in Aminda, we share now with the public, but Chris loves Pilates. But the reason why I'm asking you, Chris, because there is a, and I want you to clarify something for us, and there is nobody better than a professional like yourself and true expert. When I was looking to, you know, improve myself, and we all have the downfalls in life, and I have the several of them, but, you know, I dig it into the YouTube, and there is a lot of the prominent names giving tips, you know, wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean, and eat the grass, you know what I mean, breathe the fresh air, you become the leader, sort of like this thing, you become the monster. Now, when I spoke to somebody of your stature, you know, a person who led 50,000, has an extremely successful company, ASPL, when we talk about these things and health, Do you agree with this thing that we are necessary to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and start working out, crunching there 4 o'clock, and but going to bed midnight? Is this something would you say it's okay, or this is the false, not false? I say I believe it's a false, but I say, like, you know, in your words as a professional.
No, I'm all about being conscious in whatever time works.
Yes.
So no, I don't believe I won't even. Honestly, allow the majority of my team to do overtime. Like, I don't believe that it encourages both the energy, and ultimately you want engagement. And a lot of the execs that, you know, we coach and are our clients are completely exhausted, especially post-COVID.
Yeah, post-COVID. But before the COVID, when the COVID happened, Chris, what did you see the changes in recruitment? Are we changing the way, or your company see, because I said, like, you know, you're doing an extremely good job in recruitment as well. Do you see that some jobs disappearing due to COVID and new jobs appearing on the market?
I think that COVID has allowed for a greater opportunity to have or to source talent from markets such as regional that have really struggled in the past.
Yeah.
So instead of, for example, a lot of government wants that you'd be in Canberra or one of the major cities,
yes,
or even down here in Victoria, one of, you know, WorkSafe has now opened up the,
yes,
recruitment to the whole of Australia. That's an absolute positive.
Yes.
For, you know, diversity, inclusion, and more importantly, our regional, which, as you know, really struggle at times.
In that respect, you are the biggest advocate for the flexible return to work arrangements. So ASPL stands for this. Can you elaborate a little bit, how do you see these flexible work arrangements, flexible return to work arrangements? How do you perceive this is happening now, let's say, post-COVID, next 12 months or next 2 years? Because we did create a habit to work from home now, but how do you see this flexible return to work arrangements should happen?
I think that there's an education process that needs to happen for what flexibility or return to work actually means.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time, even with ourselves, when I say you only need to work a 4-hour day. Whatever it may be.
Yeah, like, that's a good working hours.
We offer flexibility because a lot of our males and females all have, you know, they have children, they have commitments, they're studying, whatever they may be doing.
Yes.
However, sometimes I think that you've got to be aware of this as a leader. They'll be thinking, yes, I understand that, but they'll be, because of just ingrained prior experiences with leaders, they're thinking that you're actually saying, I want you to work 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole, and I grew up in that era, that whole presenteeism, like you have to be in the office for, you know, 12, 14 hours. There is challenges with bringing in flexibility. So we really spend a lot of time reiterating and practicing what we preach when it comes to flexibility. Like if I say that someone wants to take a mental health day, if someone is struggling at home, a relationship, whatever it may be, you have to practice what you preach and allow them to have the time off. You have to absolutely say, if I mean 4 and you only need to do 4 hours, I'm not going to think anything less. In fact, I actually find it, so empowering for the individual, for them to really think through in a different way, how they can work now.
Chris, you know, I'm truly impressed. I must say, everybody, please go check the Chris Grant SPL group. She is not just a professional, somebody with extreme, confidence, and she delivers the best trainings ever. But she's an expert in the field we're just discussing right now. So, like, if your organization needs assistance, feel free to contact Chris or come tonight on the website alive905.com.au. Hear this interview, no doubt that Chris can be able to assist you. Chris, we're going to take the short break and we'll come back with more questions. You're listening live, 90.5.com.au, and Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take a short break and we'll speak with Chris Grant, leading ASPL Group as the CEO. Stay tuned. You'll be glad you did.
Alive 90.5.
It's 8:01, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And I'd like to say we are truly privileged having today in the studio directly from Melbourne, Chris Grant. She's a CEO of the ASPL Group, and podcast with her services and her tips and insights you can find and actually listening on the website alive905.com.au sometimes today after 6 p.m. And Chris and her team, it's most likely not just going to help you, going to empower you, they're going to help you many, many levels. Most importantly, building self-confidence, self-awareness, and techniques to overcome pressure faced in the workplace. We all have the pressures, and Chris, after managing 50,000 people across the Asia Pacific, she decided to step out of the corporate world and run her own business, ASPL Group. So she knows all the problems, obstacles, and joys, and the benefits and the downfalls of the running own business. And as well, she brought her extensive experience into her business. And ladies and gentlemen, feel free to contact her. But Chris, we spoke before we took the break about health. Now, Chris, I have the one personal question. I come to the understanding that a part of your Pilates students, you have the children, Amy and Adam, and the four babies, Apple and Angel. Do you mind sharing with our listeners, why is everything on an A?
I know I'm a bit of a type A personality.
No, we're just like, even Darren says to me, like, is this a mistake? Did I have that mistake? I said, Darren, I just copy-paste, you know what I mean? I think he invented the names. So, yeah, please, can you share with us, why is that?
I think it originally started, I'm half French, so my daughter Amy is actually AIMEE, yeah. And then I liked Adam, and then it just kind of went from there. There was actually no real, everyone asked for this, there's no specific impact for the preference. Obviously I like the letter A.
Ah, okay, that's what it is. So Chris, before we wrap it up, can you just, in a short, can you share with our listeners, what is ASPL Group does and what services you offering?
Yeah, look, absolutely. ASGL Group has three service lines. We have a management consulting service line, which is all about, you know, all different, I mean, all different types of consulting, whether it's in the technology space, such as we're doing a lot for aged care, for an ERP at the moment, to digital transformation, to workforce planning,
yes,
all the way to operating models. Our training arm is based on a neuroscience approach, so it's all about how do you shift those patterns.
Yes.
They generally run, you know, from anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks, and back it up with coaching tied into their performance, which
yes,
is incredible. And we have a recruitment arm where our recruitment is a little bit different. Since I've come from a large scale, it's more around the EQ side of how do you, from a client perspective, work through a team dynamic, or what type of EQ is required, rather than just being a stock standard position description and this is what we're after.
Oh, Chris, that is wonderful. And before we wrap it up, Chris, how the people can find, you know, more about yourself or company, or how they can contact your company and... excuse me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yes, please.
They can just go to our website, which is www.asgl.net.au. I have a lot of people that reach out to me for mentoring. We, you know, we sponsor a lot of students coming through CDU up in Darwin at the moment, which is incredible. I do practice what I preach, and I do mentor
yes,
a lot myself as well.
Oh, Chris, that is wonderful. Chris, I'd like to say once again, on behalf of Align 90.5 FM, thank you for having time today to speak with us for last hour. Chris, I wish you all the best, and hopefully going to see you in the studio one day soon. And for all our listeners, feel free to come on our website, alive905.com.au. Chris Grant from ASGL Group, CEO. Feel free. Listen to this podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome, Chris. And I'll speak to you soon.
Have a great afternoon.